Now, against this position, now Sri Aurobindo says, materialist is committing a rustic error. Mark the words that Sri Aurobindo used. Materialist is committing a rustic error. Rustic is one who is a villager, uncultured, and who is easily tired when you want him to do some difficult work. Pardon?
Difficult work, not physical work.
Well, any, whatever. Even physically, if sometimes if he is easily resting somewhere and telling him to do big work, he will say, no, no, no. I am resting now. I don't want to do any work. A rustic normally does not want to do much work, much labor. Who is easily tired. Yes, it is tamasic. Rustic is normally a tamasic man. Imagine a rustic being brought to a railway station where he sees a huge train at the top of which is an engine, and he goes on watching at the engine, and he finds that when the piston moves, the steam is coming out. And seeing this again and again, he proclaims that the cause of the steam is the piston. Let the piston move, the steam comes out. The piston stops, there is no steam coming out. Now, if you were to tell him, look, my dear friend, this is not true. Piston is not the cause of the steam. Steam is the cause of the piston. He will simply laugh at you and say, my dear friend, this is not true. Don't you see, when piston moves, the steam comes out. When the piston moves, does not move, there is no steam. What is the cause of this steam? Then if you tell him, look, my dear friend, there are deeper things. But the rustic says, look, I have no time for all this, deeper things. I see very clearly here, I have shown you, this is what is happening. What are deeper things? Besides, train is so beautiful, engine is so beautiful, riding is so beautiful. Why do you want to take me away from all this pleasure and engage me in a kind of a conversation, a dialogue, where you say there are deeper things? Such is the condition of the materialist. He is a rustic who sees a phenomenon which you cannot deny, which is so convincing. It is near the physical organs. When they move, consciousness emerges. It's a fact. Now, if you tell him, look, my dear friend, it is the other way around. It is the consciousness which moves the physical organs, not the other way around. He says, it's not true. You close all your physical organs. Is there consciousness? Nothing. You go to sleep, there is no consciousness. All the organs are finished. So where is the question? There is no argument possible. Now if you say, go behind, go inward, there are deeper things. Your intention is very good. You want rustic to be educated. You want him to learn that there is a whole mechanics behind it. That there is, first of all, a huge store of coal that you have to fill up in the engine. Huge store of water that you have to fill up in it. Then the water has to be boiled to a very high degree. Then the steam comes out of it. And that steam forces the piston to move up and down. Now all these are deeper things which you have to explain. But that takes time. But if you are searching for the truth and nothing but the truth, then ultimately you have got to prevail upon the materialist, that he has got to find time to go deeper. And you must make this effort, because both you and he are going to ultimately gain out of it. If it was only a kind of a dialogue which has not much meaning, then it's a different matter. Then bigger consequences are going to follow. Maybe that after seeking for pleasure, you are at present thinking that you are going to dust. Maybe that ultimately, as a result of deeper inquiry, after having pleasure, after bearing the pain, you may be able to arrive at a greater ecstasy, which you will miss out completely if you don't take this trouble. That there is a possibility of a greater ecstasy which you can never have if you really remain only at this point, standing on the platform and watching at the piston, the steam, and not taking the trouble of going into the engine and seeing the inner mechanism. If you don't take the trouble, then the ultimate result is that you will miss out the great ecstasy which is awaiting every one of us. So the question is whether you want ecstasy or whether you want dust after having all the pleasure that you can have. You can have ecstasy here, you can have ecstasy after, both. This is the choice, and since this choice is much better, if you can ultimately show it, then this whole effort is worth doing it. This is the point which has to be made to the materialist. It is only then that the materialist might even give a kind of a hearing to you. There is basically a kind of a refusal even to hear you because of the arguments that I have just now advanced. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo has spoken of the denial of the materialist. The materialist simply denies. There is an automatic refusal to listen to you. And we need to prove that there is a greater thing to be achieved. If you can show that there is not matter as ultimate reality, but consciousness as ultimate, and that consciousness is capable of infinities of intensities, and with these infinities of intensities you can have correspondingly infinities of delight. That is why in the Taittiriya Upanishad we have a description of delight. There is one full section on delight, and says what kind of delight the Brahman, the pure existence, possesses. Immeasurable delight. That is a great contribution of the Upanishad. It has described that delight. One day when we shall have time, we shall refer to this section of delight in the Taittiriya Upanishad. It is at this point that we have to have a dialogue with the materialist. Now it is this dialogue we shall have next time. It's a long dialogue. If it was a short dialogue, I would have finished right now. But I want to do it in some detail because this is one of the major problems of the world today. And this dialogue is very important. Every step of the dialogue is very interesting. So we have to take this dialogue very seriously. It will require 1 hour by itself. So we shall take it up next time. All right.